Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. This week we have a very special guest that we are so excited to share with you all. And if you have been a listener of this podcast for a while, you have most likely heard us talking about Billy. Billy Lufang is a fantastic person and a soul that we have had the pleasure to work with.
Yes, and during March 2020, we had this moment in our lives where both of us felt really ready to make a big change, to expand, to experience a life that was different. We knew we had potential, we did not know how to get there, and we observed. One of the people we observed was Tiril Refsum behind Oslo Raw, the cafe chain in Oslo, which we just think is fantastic, it's magnetic, it's shining, it's bright, it's inspiring. And then we found out that Tiril had worked with Billy. So we were like, okay, how can we get a hold of this incredible woman? Can we work with her? And then we started, we jumped into it. We did her DMI program.
8 weeks, a big investment.
8 weeks, huge investment, and the most expanding experience I had in my life up until that moment. Following that program, we made huge life changes because Billy has the ability to see you at your soul level, not as your human personality with all your stories and everything that we, all the layers that we have, but she sees your potential, which is limitless, just like everything else in the quantum field. We can do and be and create anything. But we don't know that. And this is what Billy helps you to learn.
So often in our lives, we go around and we tell ourselves a lot of lies and make a lot of excuses. Like, I have to stay in this job because blah, blah, blah. I have to stay in this relationship because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And what I really loved working with Billy is she just went straight to the point and it went fast. It's not like, okay, now we're going to talk about why you don't like this job for every day, 8 weeks. It was like, boom. Straight to the point, go do something about it, and then text me later. You know, it's like the most... I mean, I feel like I was raised again in a in the most good way.
Yeah, and she shows you really how powerful you are and how you can, with some discipline, some visualization techniques, some really, I would say, focus and drive. You can really, really create exactly that. What you envision.
And most importantly, to get out of your head and live from your heart.
Yeah.
And when you do that, everything becomes so magnificent and magnetic.
Yeah.
And I think one of the best things it taught me was forgiveness.
Yeah.
Letting go of resentment, letting go of holding on to grudges. And like, we actually learned to hug each other for the first time.
Yeah.
So in this episode, the focus is on the quantum field, which I find extremely interesting.
Yes.
She is now going to teach people how to understand the quantum field and know that we are all so powerful that we can actually also read what's going on. We can read other people, we can read dogs, we can read plants. We have all of these abilities. You just have to trust them.
So if you're curious about expanding your abilities, if you already know that you're onto something, you have gotten some hints, some nudges, some feelings, this episode is definitely for you. And the membership course will be amazing for you as well.
Yes.
And then following that, you can continue on Billy's course to become a quantum life reader, to use it in your business, to use it in your life. I've actually done a version of this course and it was so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's so cool. So let's warmly welcome Billy and sit back, relax, or continue on your walk, or do anything you need to be comfortable to listen to this episode. Take what resonates with you. Leave the rest as always. Keep an open heart and see where it takes you.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Dear Billy, I am so excited and happy to have you as a guest on the podcast today. You have been a very influential person in my life and Suzanne's life. And to be able to share some of the things we have learned and what you are currently working on is just the biggest joy that we have. And today we're going to dive really deep into the quantum field. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about how we can access our own quantum fields, how we can grow and evolve. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Annette and Suzanne. And I'm glad nobody can see this because my face was going, you know, that lip trembling where you almost want to cry.
Yeah.
Because any thank you is just, wow. It's just amazing. I wish humans, you know, would take more time to understand just a thank you. Just somebody saying thank you. If you really take it in, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. Anyway, but thank you for inviting me. And I do hope your listeners and yourselves will enjoy your podcast today.
Yes, I'm super excited too. And maybe we should share first what we've done together a little bit. So we've talked about it on the podcast before, but together you were kind of like our mentor, but you call it a co-creator. It's the first time I ever did any personal development to this depth. And we did an 8-week program, I think. Started in 2020 in the peak of Corona, the first peak of Corona. And I think we started almost the same time, me and Annette. And we were like, wow, this world is so exciting. We can change, we can create, we can go, we can do anything we want. We got that first taste of creation and it was so fantastic, but oh my gosh, the learning and the unlearning we had to do was deep. And also I think this was, I can't remember the specific date, but I also talked about this course and then another course that I did with you, Billy, the Quantum Life reading course, which was so great. And we're going to come back to that a bit later. But then you have a bit of background of our history together. And it's been longer than that. We've done a lot of business coaching together. And we've mentioned you so many times, Billy, that I feel like our listeners know you. But we're very curious to hear from you, Billy, a little bit about the quantum field. What is the quantum field for those who don't know anything, for those who hear the word for the first time today?
Well, I'm going to be a bit naughty and antagonistic. I'm going to put that back to you just from your perspective. You've heard the word branded around, you know, from quantum field, quantum physics, quantum these, quantum this, quantum. And actually, I used the word the first time 10 years ago. I used to, in my training, I used to talk about quantum leaps, and people just thought, oh, she's way out there. But what does it mean for you, just to sum it up in a sentence? What is quantum field or quantum anything? Just could you sum that up in a sentence?
Yeah, to me, Suzanne, this is the description of a field where the potential is limitless. Where everything is created from energy first, then into matter and into physical manifestation and physical form. And this is where we can use the powers beyond what we think is possible now, many of us, and really, really create.
And fantastic. Wow. That's a beautiful, that is much, that was much better than I would have described it.
I've learned from the best.
What about you, Annette? What would you do? What would you?
How can I overgo that statement? I don't know. I feel the same. It is for me a big energetic field where, for me, it's, I feel it when I close my eyes and see. I don't even know how to describe it. This place where I can set an intention, and I can energetically make things happen in another way that I thought was possible. And this is something I kind of always believed in, and I thought about it, and you know, I watched The Secret. It was very like on this surface level, and when I met you, I understand, whoa, this is serious business.
Wow, amazing. They are amazing descriptions. And also I want to say, you know, everybody, even the listeners, they need to understand that. What does it mean for them? I'm all about putting it back to you, because there is no absolute right, wrong. There's many teachers, guides, mentors. They've all got different variations, but you know, what's important is your variation of it. For me, it's all that is, all that ever was, all that will be, all that is in existence. It's pretty simple. I would just go, all that is. Because as exactly as you described, it's a place from where it's in us, it's who we are, it's around us, it's part of us, we are it. It becomes almost incomprehensible, doesn't it? Hence quantum, the word quantum. If we try to comprehend it with our minds, we can get a little bit lost because our minds try to grab concepts, ideas. Mm. And that's the very thing I spent my life, really, even as a kid, I tried my best, but especially in the last 15 years, to dismantle the mind, meaning to assist people in understanding. They need to stop trying to understand through the mind. So we are these great sentient beings. We have so many senses. We're part of all that is, la, 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 la. But we've been programmed. We've been programmed to compartmentalize, to decipher, to separate, to create linear timelines, to kind of limit ourselves in so many aspects. And it is done. That programming is done the minute you go to kindergarten, actually the minute you come out of the womb, yeah. But the minute you go to kindergarten, right? Don't do this, don't do that. Boys play with this, boys, girls play with that. Listen to the bell ring. And then you're sort of programmed, ring the bell, get up in the morning, go to school, come home, do your homework. You're actually being programmed to set yourself up in a world of work in the Western world. And then you go abroad, right, where you are now, you travel, you see other ways of being. You're like, hold on a minute, people are relaxing, taking a coffee, surfing, swimming, fishing. Well, what's going on? The world I come from, we learn to do and think and fragmentalize ourselves. So if you understand, we don't have to go, you know, I can talk about this forever, and I talk a lot, so I'm going to try to limit it. But the very, if I say this, it may maybe... it may simplify it. In all that I've been doing for 15 years and all that I have even created labels for myself, you know, Akashic registers, Akashic readings, quantum readings, this reading, that reading, soul journey readings. I've created labels in an attempt to try to get people in, not to understand, but if you don't create a label in our world, people can't sort of come in. That's why we have marketing, sales, ideas, people giving themselves labels and da, 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 da. I can't stand labels. And remember what you said in the beginning. That's the very reason when you said coach, co-creator. Yeah. I've been called therapist, coach, business coach, creator, psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient, intuitive, you name it. There's so many labels. And what I just wrote on the website yesterday was, in an attempt for people to understand, they will define me and you and whoever is open in many ways. But in the quantum field and as a quantum creator, there are no definitions. No. There cannot be, because you have access to everything and all that is. So how I kind of understood this was, as a kid, I remember my first experience, I was one. A photographer was trying to take a photo of me, and he was, propping me up on the sofa with a biscuit. And then he'd move away to his camera lens. It was like 1970. And he'd attempt to take a photo, and I jumped down and I'd walk towards him. So he'd come back, he'd get hold of me, put me on the chair. The minute he turned around, I'd jump down and walk towards him. And he was getting really frustrated and annoyed. And I just remember I had no mind in the way that we have it now. I just had a feeling body. I wanted to be close to him and I wanted to make him feel better. I remember the sweat on his brow. I recall, you know, memories from very young being bathed in a sink, very early memories, but just like I'm sitting in them now. And I recall wondering from a feeling place why he was so sad. The photo did eventually get made, but that was a sentient feeling. And then I'd have dreams where I came out of body, I was shown a future stuff, I would talk to my gran and people around me about, you know, what people were going to die, what was going to happen, something called precognition, another label, sentientness, another label, astro projection, another label. Yeah. And as time went on, I realized I could I had access to this field if I allowed it through my feeling body, if I accepted it. That was limitless, limitless, exactly as Suzanne described, limitless. Mm. We are the greatest creators on the planet. You know, our power is much, we are so powerful. I used to talk about this 12 years ago about our power. Mm. And again, I think I probably had to access more of my own to really comprehend it, but I knew that we were powerful. So to be able to be a quantum creator, which I call humans, and to be able to quantum life read and to be in the quantum field is to say, you know, there are no limits for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in all of this and I'm going to make this work for me. But what few understand, this isn't wishful thinking. It must be done through the feeling body and primarily through the heart.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, the heart is the master of the mind. The heart must dictate to the mind, not the other way around. So it takes a lot of courage, as you two ladies know from experience, right? God, you went through hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But how, Billy, did you discover exactly that, that the heart comes first? Because in our world, the mind is so valued. The mind is valued above everything, logic, intelligence, being brainy, working hard, thinking a lot. Yeah. It seems like the brain is put on this pedestal, like the greatest. And how did you understand that the heart is actually the connection point?
Yeah, the same way as you did. I went through hell first, you know. I went through, from being that little kid that just was like, to not wanting to be weird and too different, even though I already was, to trying to fit in, to intellectual, from the age of about 8 to 14, I started to use the mind to understand the world. I tried to outsmart people and things. I could read, I could write, I could talk. I was very clever, as they said. I've got my fingers here in quotes. Mm. I went through hell, you know. I started to make my mind the master. Yeah. I had jobs, I worked, but I was finding, even in jobs that I went to, I seemed to know things that people weren't. I knew everybody knew things, but it was like they weren't living them, they weren't demonstrating them. Mm. So that would make me kind of an outsider all the time. If I went to a job, I tried to tell them how to manage a company better. And they'd be like, well, who are you? You're a 16-year-old kid. You can't, this is your... This is like your first proper official job. Why are you telling us how to manage this industry? Mm-hmm. But I was like, I wasn't scared. I just felt like this feels right. Anyway, cut a long story short, I became an academic. I was going to be a psychoanalytical existential psychotherapist. I was going to be a doctor. I was looking to, my ego wanted to feel good, important, and to be something and to understand humans. Mm-hmm. And the way, thank goodness I had something like, again, I'm going to label again, downloads. They're called walk-ins. I didn't know what they were then, but I had a massive wake-up call, which I couldn't fight. I couldn't outthink. I couldn't outsmart. And it just led me on to leaving everything in London, the nice life, the car, the studies, giving my property away to my fiance, taking a rucksack and just heading off to face every single fear.
Wow.
Now, it had built up to that, because even in my 20s, I was getting dreams, and, you know, my telepathy was expanding. But again, I'm in a regular world with regular people who don't talk about this stuff. So I never talked about it. It was probably like you ladies had. You're just experiencing it inside, right? All these things. And you don't know if to label it. Are you a psychic? Are you a medium? Are you, what are you? Oh, no, I'm working. I'm a study. I do this. I do that. We try to hide. This is another reason for one of my missions, you know, hiding, especially women, who we are. And when we do, it gets suppressed inside of us. We get ill, we get tumors, we get cancers, we get unwell.
Yeah,
when we suppress this incredible ability that we have. So basically, how did I discover it? Just like you. I sat on the floor, I gave readings, I tried to figure out, I remember the first readings I gave at age 41, when I was, that story of me sitting on the floor for £30, I knew I had to call my readings something, and I called them Akashic readings. Mm-hmm. I called them Akashic readings because I was delving into past life information, but it was all information they were getting. But Akashic, they could kind of understand. I had to give it a label, but it was quantum reading the whole time. Mm. I was in the field of everything, everything. And the more you accept this field, the more you get. So, you know, I'd see dead people walking around. I'd be in a reading talking about their liver, and the grandmother would be come stand there, and I'd have to explain that. So I was all about, you know, talking about everything. There were no limitations. There were no lines. There were no, oh, I'm only a medium and I'm talking about the dead people, or I'm a psychic and I'm talking about the future. It didn't work like that. It doesn't for me. It's just to be expansive. And that's also about, you know, learning to quantum read. It's to take it, strip off all these things and not put yourself in a box, but to be a reader of the field, which benefits you in the greatest totality, your life primarily. Forget about reading for everybody else. It's your life. Mm. It's you that gets the benefit. You know, I'm not going to be popular today or in the future. I never have been popular anyway. With those that want to sort of hold on to, no, I'm a psychologist, I'm a psychotherapist, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a medium, I'm a psychic, because we are all of these things.
Yeah,
we are. And I know that we find our route gently through training and different things, but we keep splitting ourselves apart. We're splitting ourselves apart. Mm. I'm going to learn this, whether it is, you know, from Reiki to astrophysics to astrology to I don't know, to yoga, to pranayama, to tantra. We're all of it. We're all of it.
Mm.
And I know that we have to find some gateways towards it. But if we don't stop separating all these things, I mean, it's going to happen, ladies and listeners, from 2022 to 2026, you're going to see even the language in what you saw as hard businesses changing. You're going to see and experience human beings in themselves, the way they communicate towards each other. You're going to see more empowered sense of self in people you talk to, especially people in their 20s and 30s, because our world is demanding it. You're going to see all these ways of I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a this. It's going to come together. It's going to be more cohesive. Mm. Even this term life coach, which has been very popular, you're going to see that sort of expanding inside of itself, where individuals become unique in what they're doing and not sort of learning this coaching, that coaching, this coaching. You know, you're going to see psychotherapy in itself become obsolete. Thank goodness. Sorry, psychotherapist. Sorry, I used to thought was going to put it well formally, but thank goodness, because you cannot use the mind to understand the mind. You've got to use the totality of your being. Anyway, I'll take a pause there.
Wow, this is so good.
Yeah.
So for those who never heard about this before and it's brand new, how does the quantum field and all of this affect us in our everyday life? How can we tap into it, use it, understand where we're limitless? How do we connect?
Yeah. Well, how do we not?
Mm.
Would be my question. From now at this wise old, well, I don't know if I'm wise yet, but these, you know, 5 decades on the planet, I look back and think, thank goodness for every mistake, every error, every crazy thing I've ever done, for every aspect of life I've ever lived, to find out what my truth was. So how can we not open up to something? First thing I'd say, do not watch the news. Do not read newspapers. I haven't done for 20 years now. Because how do we open up? I think most of your listeners, if they're actually listening to your podcast, they are trying to open up, trying to connect, working on, fixing on, finding, working, fixing, finding yourself. That's got to stop immediately. It's got to be immediate. If you feel like you're kind of, you know, going out of your mind because you're just trying to work it all out. My husband said it last night, count backwards from 100. I said, I can't sleep, I'm not tired. He went, count backwards from 100. I laid down, I was like, 99, 98. I got to about 60 and I was out. Because while I was counting backwards, nothing else was going on. My mind wasn't busy, which has been lately. It's all about this project now. It's like, oh, we're going to put this, we're going to do that, we're going to teach them this, we're going to teach them that. And it just, you know, I've heard you also on your podcast talking about what you do in the mornings. If you don't pick up your phone, just go sit down, be still. The reality, though, as you know, ladies, we're not going to be still, are we? We're going to get up. we're going to get going. We're going to open the computer. We're going to get on the phone. We're going to go for a run. We're going to get into this doing mode. But that's okay too. But you have to first accept, I think, the concept for yourself that not, oh God, yes, to say it's I'm limitless or whatever that means. Oh, sorry, I just, you know, just to accept, okay, that is a possibility. It's possible that I am limitless. I am part of all that is and ever was. And just maybe have a little review, because I meet and speak to so many. It has been going on for 12 years, especially in Norway, a lot of people in Norway and a lot of women who have such high telepathic abilities. They end up going to the doctors and getting antidepressants.
Yeah,
you know, they are talking about what they sense and feel, and they actually go voluntarily, or the parents take them to sort of stupefy these emotions. Just trust me, there's nothing wrong with you. Do not allow yourself to be bipolar, schizophrenic, manic depressive, depressive. Just don't allow too many labels. I can understand if you're struggling, but you've got to remember, if you're struggling with all that you are, it's because the world that you're in isn't there yet to understand it.
Yeah.
You know, the consciousness level has not quite upgraded the environment that you've chosen to come in. They still are not quite with it yet. They will be, though. You say to people, I said to them 10 years ago, don't worry, it's going to change. I didn't know I'd wait 10 bloody years, though.
No.
Jesus, I thought it was going to be like 3. So how to access, how to get in, you know, how to first accept it. If you accept it, you will find the downloads start to happen. Yeah. It's a bit like you may be talking to yourself, but just, you've got to get present as well. And trust me, I know most are doing it on a yoga mat, but you're not being present. I'm a former yoga teacher. I know you're not being present on a yoga mat, because I see all the thought forms that used to come out of their minds on the yoga mat, and a lot of self-hate a lot of the time. It may be while you're putting the dishes in the dishwasher, just as you get out of bed, get out a little bit slower, when you're taking a shower, you know, just be present, touch the soap, feel the gel. When you're on your surfboard, as you ladies are, just be on the surfboard, pay attention, because a minute, that's how I did it. My brain was so full of noise that I was like, oh my God, am I going to live like this all my life? I don't know if it's good to live if the brain doesn't shut up. So what I started to do, it was little things. I would walk down the road and I'd be like, I'm walking down the road. I'd start to try and feel the footsteps, and my brain would be like, yeah, blah, 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 noise. And I'm like, just breathe. All I did was breathe and try my best every day. And it was hell. I hopefully, you know, I sort of help people sort of quantum leap past that hell, because I went through it. But I think I had to go through it to see that it was possible. To understand I was part of something much bigger than me, and I was supported. And then if the mind started again, I'd look at the trees, I'd look at the leaves. If I was in the middle of London City, I'd pay attention to the color of a car going by. I started internally to slow everything down, because my brain was so fast, the environment I was in was so fast, I had to take control of the speed at which I dealt with it. And that was the beginning of eventually, like now, it just became normal. My brain is quiet. It's quiet up there. Nothing's going on. I mean, people are like, what do you mean nothing's going on? It isn't. If anything is in there, it's me seeing the screen from yesterday, or aspects of things that have to be put into the program. But there's no like chatter. There's no, you know, there's none of these, I call them characters, telling me what to do or how to do things.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Wow.
I don't know if that answered, but you've got to get present. Don't make it complicated. You don't need a mindfulness course. Sorry, guys, but that word drives me absolutely ballistic. It's like mindfulness. Has nobody understood that yet? Can nobody see it? That term started about 10 years ago too. And I was saying, can you hear it? Mindful, can you hear it? Can you hear it? And it does come from monasteries. I mean, but can you hear it? Have they even recognized this? And I know we know what they kind of mean, but just listen to the word itself. in that way, also mindfulness, mindful. Your mind is full. Before you even began, you're getting mindful of the mindfulness. It's got to be emptied out.
Yeah, I remember you taught me that, and I was like, wow. And I started seeing the importance of words and the power of words everywhere.
Oh, wow.
What do we call ourselves? Definitions, mindfulness, or heart, everything. The power of the way we speak and the way we think.
It all comes through, doesn't it? And doesn't it surprise you sometimes? You're like saying something, you're like, oh, did I just say that?
Yeah. Yes, I think it surprised me. And it also, you know, you taught me so much about respect for money, the energy of money, and the amount of times you taught me and Suzanne to forgive each other.
That's a hard one, right?
Yes, because we were so used to fighting in a way where we just wanted to be right. And in the end, we didn't really know what we were fighting about, because it was just the same thing all over again.
Yeah.
But the minute we start to forgive each other and actually approach it in this whole new way, wow, it changed us and it changed our business. So what value do we, I mean, I know for myself, but for those listening, what value can we increase in our life? And like, what do we see when we start accessing and tuning into the quantum field and trusting in ourselves?
I'm going to have to refer to the quantum, you know, DMI, which you went through, is really, that is the stripping, divine mind intelligence. It's the same thing for me. It's like the, again, it's a label, but it's the attempt of this label is to understand our quantum creative nature. Now, to do that, for me, instead of spending years in psychotherapy on the yoga mat, green juicing, running around this tantra, you have to strip off all the bullshit. And I'm super expert at stripping off the bullshit, because I had to do it myself. And what DMI does, it strips off the bullshit. It shows you how your brain is actually working, that everything you have, you know, you hear this, everything you have, you created. Okay. But no one's taking you to your bullshit core. No one's saying, come on, but they're pampering your, most people, not everybody, I'm sorry, but most are pampering your ego to keep getting your money off of you.
Yeah.
So that you stay in and you stay in the course and you keep going and you keep upgrading and you keep getting better. You know, I think we haven't got enough time to waste to just keep trying. We have to just do it, right? So DMI that you went through was this stripping off the bullshit, you know, and the core of you guys, you two sisters, you love each other, but you don't have to like each other and you don't have to get on all of the time. Mm-hmm. With quantum life reading, accessing it, you're going to begin stripping off some of your bullshit. You're not going to get away with it when you come to train or co-create with me in any manner. It's just not going to happen. That's why, you know, it's been 10 years of recommendations. If I was to sit there and advertise, I would say, I'm going to open up your heart, rinse it out in salt, pop it back in. It's going to hurt. Who wants to buy that? But you'll be surprised, because a lot of people go, that's exactly what I want. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm fed up with my bullshit. I've had enough of it. That's exactly what I want. So, you know, we go through that, the mastering, the understanding, the stripping off. I mean, you went through the quantum life reading, but again, we went through that lightly, but still people had a really great effect from it. There's the stripping off, and then there's the, because you, the, under there, there's got to be the trust. People say, oh, I can't do this, and you can do that. Oh, I don't have access to all the field. But when we do get present in everyday life, I'm not going to make you sit on a mat. This is about, we can't go, not everyone can afford to go to a mountain or a beautiful retreat and relax for 2 weeks and come back all enlightened. That is not realistic. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep having so many retreats, right? And so many things to practice. In everyday life, this is where the learning happens, whether it's with DMI activation or quantum life reading. It's in everyday life you're going to have to do the practice. And that's harder, because when you're fighting with your husband or your sister, this is the time to activate things in you that are uncomfortable, but it's the only way to go, because you can't go off and be all zen and then come back and fight with your husband. You know, it's like that, someone told me about a scene where in Hollywood, in LA, they're all in this yoga and one and zen, and then they come out and asking, where's my bloody car keys, to the guy that's parked their Rolls Royce. You know, it's just bullshit. We're bullshitting ourselves. So to get back home, I will always make you strip off the bullshit. I will always make you go to the uncomfortable. I will always make you see how much power you have by doing that. It's not to make you cry or upset, but it's to see how much power. I want to swear, but I'm not going to, because the word F is a great amplifier for me. How much F power you have inside of you. I'm so passionate about it. And from there, you know, when we take those limits off, you are not just sensing, feeling, a telepath, an intuitive, a psychic. You're all of those things because all of your senses are amplified. So for an example, in a reading, if you go to a psychic, again, I can't say all, but I have seen 27 clairvoyants from the age of 14 to 23 in my life. So I do understand how people experience. There's a lot of things that happen, and I've noticed a lot of psychics that I experienced didn't have the they were in their body and your body. That's the difference. So when you're getting readings and things, it's very hard if they're not very, very well adept, and I mean they have gone to their core themselves, they're not even clear that they're actually picking up information from you and themselves. Obviously there are some people that don't, but when you're reading as a quantum reader, you are accessing a pot, but it's all about the client. It's all about the client's pot. It's very interesting because whether you're picking up their past life or the person that's passed over or how they feel, or you're sitting in the body and feeling their liver, or as long as you're present and your heart literally is open, but it becomes that way as you trust who you are. Because it's not, I got to do this and my heart opens. Yeah. It becomes that way through the practice. That's how we all get our heart open. Yeah. So point being, there is no limits. So let's say you're a yoga teacher and you're one-to-one and you're watching the person and you have a kind of intuitive feel about them and you're watching them on the mat, but you know there's something more about them that you want to give them more information. You want to help them to understand something. You're not frightened to deliver this information because, you know, there's a certain amount of there's when you are in your quantum essence, let's call it, your brain is no longer there judging you, questioning you. Are you really doing that? Is it her? Is it me? It's like years ago I was asked, oh, don't you get worried when you're giving people information that, oh, they might get upset or this or that? And I was like, no, never. And they were like, and I knew why, because I met a coach once and she said, I've just trained from the Tony Robbins coaching and I've got to ask you a question. And then she called me a coach, which I haven't called myself, but I was like, okay, I've got to ask you a question. Don't you get a bit nervous about what you tell them? And I was like, no, because it wasn't from the coach field, teacher field. It's from another pot, which is pure love. You know, the quantum field resonates highly in truth. And as long as you're aligned with that, you cannot lie. There's no need to lie. There's no need to exaggerate. There's no need to pretend and make things up. People will find you. People will want to use your gifts.
Yeah. And speaking about calling out the bullshit, this was one of the things we experienced with you, Billy, because, for example, on our website, I think we had posted a picture saying that your worth isn't measured in your productivity.
Beautiful.
And then you came in, Billy, and you were like, well, this is interesting because seeing you and how exhausted you are, you truly seem to value yourself based on your productivity.
How did I?
We were like, oh my gosh, she called us out. She knows. And that was one of
it was one of your statements.
Yeah, one of the
statement piece you had.
Yeah, because we weren't living up to that, which we posted, and we're like, wow, this is. We connected the dots there somehow. We can't be saying one thing and doing the other. We can't talk about pure love and connection and then talk badly about someone behind their back. We just connected all
the dots. Exactly.
Our business, what we posted, which quotes we repost, everything had to be
aligned
and resonating with truth and love again. And that was where the challenge came in, because the brain was so used to just
conforming, fitting in, making people happy, not stepping on anyone's toes, doing the right thing. Oh my God. And the way we had to change in that area was in all areas. It was huge. And that's when you also came with the wisdom to trust all the information that you get.
It came because it's yours. Yeah. It's your information. It's like if you strip off the bullshit, you can hear everything. Yeah. You can hear yourself, you can hear your soul, you can hear your super soul, whatever labels we've got for all these super souls. You know, we're all going to do it. We're going to label things. We have a brain, we have a body. That's how we're going to exist on this planet for a while. Mm. But it's your information.
Yeah. And we were feeling and picking up on so many things, but we did not know how to use it, whether to trust it. Who was it speaking? Where did it come from? How is it valuable? But when we started, we actually just decided, let's trust it. Let's see how it goes. Let's follow the intuition or the feeling or whatever you call it, your inner guidance, and go with it and see the results for yourself. And
your results are?
The results are an entirely different life, a lifestyle that I've dreamed about for years, a way of living, working, relating to each other, to our family, to friends, which feels much more authentic and truthful and simpler, actually. A lot of concepts had to go, a lot of, you know, career paths and all of that. And now we focus on, I mean, there's still a lot of challenges in my mind that keep spinning around, going back and forth. But switching that focus again to how we can help people has led us into a different path, into creating a membership, into talking with people one-on-one in groups, and much more of that community direction, which feels really, really good and fulfilling. Mm-hmm. So it's been a challenging, but what a ride.
But now you're gonna help more people, Lily, access and become quantum life readers. I'm so curious to hear more about this.
Can I just say to both of you ladies, because I did say, didn't I, about our call today, I'm probably gonna have to tune into you. but first, everything you just said, I don't know if you can hear it for yourselves, but I would love you to understand from all you've experienced and all you've done as two humans, what that says about you. You know, every challenge, as you said, Susan, you know, my mind still goes through and okay, that just perturbs me. We are human beings and it will take a little while for us to live purely in our hearts. It will.
Sure.
It will, you know, it does. It doesn't take forever. And I think that there's a quickening happening. Mm-hmm. But what this says about you two ladies on the planet, and you are the kind of women that I saw 10 years ago, and I saw all these multitude potentials. I saw, in fact, nearly everybody I speak to, even in readings, and today there's no more readings anymore, one-to-one, but I could see all these multiple potentials. It didn't mean that they were going to live them, but you two have. You two have, and I mean, you're just at the beginning of what you're going to live. So don't forget also to kind of stop and smell the roses and be like, well done, Annette. Well done, Suzanne. Just hold that for you, because we're not just here like worker bees to serve. But serving is going to make our life beautiful anyway, right? You know that. You can feel it by how you're changing people's lives.
Yeah,
the service is great, but we also, our gifts are also to help to serve us too. And I forgot that took a long while for me to understand that. I was allowed, I can't see my future and predict certain things, but I can tune into me. Luckily I don't have that ability to read myself, but I can certainly see what's coming in separate decades of time. Anyway, so just honor that, and anyone that's listening, just honor where you are.
Yeah,
just honor where you are. And you know, so quantum life reading, it's interesting because it's actually, this is how I operate. I go boom one day, I'm going to do this, I'm like, download, and then everything is scattered all over the place. There's documents here, documents there. There's three computers on the go. So I can't find anything. But it's almost like I get everything out. And then I'm like, oh, God, you didn't focus. A bit like when I talk, oh dear, I've got to focus. So it's going to be, I'm like, it's going to be an 8-week course from the beginning to your graduation as a Quantum Life reader. Wow. But you're going to be on for a year, so you can access the information. You know, some, I don't think it's going to take a year, but some people don't feel ready, get a bit scared. But that's the stuff we'll go through. Like, my purpose for those who join is to, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. Let's not be second guessing, oh, I'm not sure. Let's get this done from the aspect of accessing your information clearly and well, you know. Being able to access it, interpret it, download it, getting the confidence to understand it, to reading for others, reading in different fields. There's going to be, I've downloaded this, it's like, oh, let's have guest readers, let's have dogs, let's have people that have lost people, let's give people the possibility to do readings online for these people, for our guests. Wow. Whether it's objects, people, just so that I can show them that it doesn't, you're not just one thing. Yeah. You know, you can understand the animals, you can understand your feelings, we can look here, we can look in quantum field, we can look at death, we can look at future. Let's look at everything. Like I said, 8 weeks to graduation, and then understanding how to just create your business, which isn't that difficult, but that is a massive block, isn't it, for a lot of people, especially if you've had a job. Like, oh, what does it mean, business? Oh my God, oh, it's frightening. But all that means is just to serve, and you may want to serve aligned with being a therapist, a coach, whatever you're doing, just an individual who's in a job and wants to do something different, or just a human being that wants to actually understand this, because I know people listening have amazing abilities.
Yeah.
But to try to accept them and understand them, I feel like being able to read and see other people doing the same is going to be great. And then to be able to go out into the world, read for others, and make this quantum life reading become the norm over, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, I'm an intuitive, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, I'm a quantum life reader. I'm a quantum reader. I'm a quantum human. I'm a quantum creator. There are no limits, yeah. You know, to like change the face of the world by saying I'm all that is, everything that is, and everything that was. What's the problem? So they do have access again for a year, and that's going to be a complete online training as well as me weekly. I'm not sure that they'll have access to me weekly, included in that, but we'll see how that goes. But to give them this really massive perspective, yes, I'm going to blow them away, but they don't have to watch everything I put out there. They may need some months to digest what I'm going to provide, but really we're getting from this is who you are, let's get this activated, to now you're going to read for people, and now you're going to create business, and now you're going to do it.
Wow.
Because I think that's important. Get it done.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Not, are we going to level one? I was going to do this level one, level two, and I'm like, oh God, I hate level ones and level twos. Let's just do it. And I'm like, oh, do it in 12 weeks. Oh no, why are we dragging it out? Mm. It could be done in 4 weeks, but people won't feel that. They will, yeah. They will, because they will face, as you know, Suzanne, right? You will face a little bit of, oh, I'm not sure, I struggled there.
Yeah.
So that's it, really. Mm. That's as simple as it is. And it starts on the 7th of March. Again, ideally, book a connect call, have a chat with me, just so we see that's a good fit. I'm not interested. Sorry, guys. But you know, this is who I am, right? I'm a true snake, but I'm not interested if people are dabbling and just want to see. If you're committed to doing something effing spectacular and that is not around yet, go for it. Just like Annette and Suzanne, they went for it. They went for, you know, working with me on Success to Mastery, and they made changes.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're committed, go for it. And do it. If you're not, stay thinking about it. But you know, I'm all about, I like speed, I like to get things done, and I'm not this, oh, and I'm not sure, yeah no it's you do it or you don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we're going to be talking about that on your membership program, right?
Yeah, so the 2nd of March in our membership, we're going to have a really good session going in depth on this topic that we've been touching upon today, where it will be a bit more teaching style, like you can try it out, try some exercises, you can go more in depth on this to get a further taste of joining the course, Quantum Life Reader course of Billy.
And what do you think, Annette? Do you, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Sorry. I remember when I did it with Cyril, a podcast, and every time we both talked, there'd be this crackling. So I apologize. But do you think, Annette, as well, we should give them some experience of the beginnings of, you know, going in, how they will feel about it, and also maybe a bit of the business, practical business, and maybe a bit of reading for others, give them a little a nice experience of reading for others. Will it be a visual on the membership?
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. That would be fun.
Yes.
Yay.
I'm super excited for it. I think for so many, it's going to be so expanding to, it's going to be life-changing, honestly. Yeah.
Oh.
And we want to give you podcast listeners a very special occasion, because this is something we just know will help and transform so many.
Yeah.
So we want to give you this session for free. You can contact us on Instagram. This is a one time only.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very special.
Yeah, a chance also to see what the membership is all about. But also, if you're listening to this episode and you feel something spark inside you, you feel drawn to it, you feel curious, you feel like, whoa, this is for me, join the session. See what's in there, see what you're able to do, create, pick up on, download, read. It's so fascinating, trust me. And we all can do this. And so send us a message on Instagram then if you want to join the session and you're not a member.
Yes.
For all the members, hope to see you all there for this very big session, I want to call it.
Yes. Oh, you know what I just felt, Billy? That when we rediscover this truth that we have inside us and we remember how powerful we are, it's like we just switch. We just want to go out in the world and be really kind.
Wow. Yeah.
And be
because really you're happy.
Yeah.
You're like.
Why would you do anything else when you actually remember the truth?
Yeah. It's true, isn't it? Be kind, because that fills us up. And can you imagine, though, you know, I took for granted a long time, there are thousands of testimonials. I mean, not all can be online, on site, cards, people. Over the years, you know, thousands of clients have served in different ways, not just with readings. But can you imagine yourself being able to read the field without too many definitions? You don't even have to say you're a quantum reader, but it's just sometimes our brain goes, oh, I need a certificate. By the way, there will be a certificate. It will be a certified course. The brain wants to know, oh, I've got something, just for a while until you get the confidence in yourself. But excuse me, can you imagine just the being able to access not only your information, but the information of others to assist them?
Yeah.
A little bit over and above being a great friend or a great sister and giving them that great information, but to actually assist them and remind them. It's like we can open hearts. We can just, by being, like you said, loving and kind, we open hearts. And I tell you, life is actually pretty simple. It's fee fun, isn't it? It's really like simple and beautiful when we just strip off the bullshit.
Yeah.
And can I just say for you ladies, you know, to have this podcast, which you had way before I met you, to still be delivering and talking and sharing, let's nobody judge the way we share or how we do it or overthink how we sound or don't sound. You know, just when you just flow and become natural, just happy. Even if that's just you smiling all day. People used to think I was mad. My husband said, when I lived in Norway and I first moved there, I'd go around smiling and people would look at me worried. He said, yeah, because they think you're mad. This was 30 years ago. Like, they think 30 years ago, you're mad. People that walk around smiling here are mad. And he said, and if you do that in the countryside, they'll lock you up. But I know that's the future on our planet. I know that I know what's coming. I've seen it and it's incredible. So ladies, you know, just to be able to give people this airtime so they can hear you, so you can share, Yeah. It's just amazing. And I saw some beautiful comments on your podcast, you know, the thank yous.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to take that extra now after your reminder and really feel the messages that we get are so incredible. But sometimes I'm so quick, I just read it and then I don't really connect. Mm. And I'm like,
that's easy done, right? Take it in.
Yeah.
Easy done. Just take it in, sit with it, and it will make you bawl your eyes out.
Mm. Yeah.
Really, if just feel it, the thank you, thank you, thank you. They're just that. You don't have to read the rest. But it's amazing. Really amazing. Oh, by the way, Susan, I didn't tell you. So everybody that did the QLR last year, they're invited for 50% off, because, or maybe even more. Because you did the QLR, you can actually come onto the entire course and go. I mean, I don't know that you need to, you already run a business, but you but for the reading of others, you can come on there for half of it. It's like you've already done half of it.
Wow.
And start again all over if you want. So just go through things. It will be very much more advanced.
Yeah.
Than we did. And fun.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I remember we started to work, like we started to dive a bit into me connecting with my dog, and it was so fun. But then I disconnected from it a bit. But that's just an example of how we have to switch off the critical mind saying that, oh, you can talk to animals, and just open up and be like, yes, we can communicate.
And keep animals. Yes, and keep practicing again, and not have to define yourself.
Yeah.
Another just one quick thing, because I know we've been on a while. I was telling my husband, he sees it all the time when we go out, but I try and keep explaining it to him. So I have a highly telepathic connection with dogs. So what they do is they come over to me. Well, I always ask them permission telepathically. If I see them, I want to touch all the dogs in the world, but sometimes they're on the lead and the owners are busy. And I ask, can I say hello? And they come over and they will present me with the part of their body that's not well or there's a problem. So they immediately present me, I touch it, I talk to them as I'm touching it so that the owners will hear, because not everybody's open for this. And then I explain, he's got a slight pain here on the hip and a little bit of indigestion in the right side of the stomach here. And they go, oh, really? And I was said to my husband the other day, I could save people a fortune on vet bills.
Definitely.
It right as a quantum reader, forget I mean every sentient being is life, but there's so many areas you could do this in.
Yeah,
from the animals to people that have passed to people that are leaving our world, you know, leaving their bodies. I think it's a very exciting thing to do, to learn and to become a professional at. Just, and all that means is just you keep practicing. Yep. And we're also on the course, there will be, I will give you opportunities so that, you know, give you ideas in the business sense of whom, how to begin, because I gave a lot of services free for a long time. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. But it is, there's a great way of practicing. And there's sometimes there are areas we can do things free, but you don't have to make the mistakes I made. That's for sure.
Yeah. Wow, this will be so valuable.
Mm.
I get really excited and I'm getting goosebumps multiple times during this podcast.
And I'm sitting here grinning like a Cheshire cat. Your energy is so alive. It's, you know, it doesn't matter what your personalities go through as beings. It's such an honor to speak with you, to know you, to have co-created with you. And I mean that, you know. I'm going to start crying in a minute. From the top of my heart, it's been a great honor, and it is a great honor to know you. So I do look forward to March the 2nd too.
Yes. Wow. That's likewise, Billy.
Life changing.
Well, I'm so glad we got to have you on. I don't know. We have actually gotten some questions on Instagram. Because, yes, a lot of people have heard us talking about you. So I don't know if you have a couple of more minutes. Maybe we should go into just one question, because it can go really deep.
Sure. I was thinking of you and time. Yeah. I have all the time. Yeah.
Perfect. You need. So I think this one question. Okay, we can go with two. But the first one here is somebody wondering, how do you start to really love yourself?
That's a that's the question. If they were listening, I don't know if they have been listening or if it's a question that came before or after. There's the same principle here. There is not an on and off button. How do you start to love yourself? The very fact that you've asked the question means you've already begun. You know, but the problem with the question is start to. Yeah. So I would ask the question to yourself as, how is it possible to love myself this much? Mm. Even if you're depressed, you're fed up, you hate the world, ask that question. How is it possible to love myself this much? And it might sound like this. How is it possible to love myself this much? That's okay. It doesn't matter. But just change the way you ask your questions. Mm. Now, if you ask, how is it possible to love myself this much? You can only be given the answer. But if you keep asking to outside of yourself and to yourself, how can I start to love myself? You are forever on the ring of start to, start to, start yeah. to, which never starts. Do you remember how Suzanne and Annette talked about the power of words?
Yeah.
These are very deep, unconscious things that we have been programmed to do without understanding it. Change the question.
Mm. Wow, thank you. And then one other one that I would like to ask from Henry. How to let go of the fear to spend money? I always feel like I should be saving it all.
Mm. That's a great one, isn't it? I'm the opposite. I'm an absolute spender, waster, shopaholic. You name it. The quicker I can get money away from me, the better. I'm only just understanding a bit of a balance. I love spending money. It's one of my favorite things on the planet. So I do know a lot of people like you, Henry, though. It's like, you know, and they're great people. It's just that they're very squeezed inside. So the energy inside the body will be very tight. And it will just be the money is what it looks like. So what's happening? What's going on inside you will be about your emotions, your feelings. It'll be all tight, 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 tight. Mm. So take a piece of paper. Anyone listening can do this who's got the same issue going on, or it's not an issue, it's just a default behavior. Take a piece of paper and look at, I mean, I want to hold my hands very squeezed. When I'm reading, I see people's purses and how they take out their credit card or cash when we used to use it. You know, you can feel the energy kind of shrink and then the worry. So take some paper and just check in other areas of your life, from love life, self-love, the relationship, the family, the social, where you are squeezing. Mm-hmm. It could be simple things like, oh, someone gives me a compliment and I just like, I don't respond, or I don't give compliments, or I'm not generous with my time. Just have a look at the areas of your life where you're squeezing. That's going to show you that it's happening inside. Money and the saving of it is just a reflection of what's going inside. It's where you've channeled everything into the money. So you're looking at the money as the problem. Oh, I'm saving it. I didn't spend it. But it's not about the money. Okay, because you're doing other things. And this is a problem with humans when they're not in the quantum understanding. They are like, they say, oh, how do I get a soulmate into my life? We know it's not about the soulmate. What we're calling for is just love of ourselves, honor of ourselves. It's never about the soulmate. Mm. So, you know, I know it's frustrating, but it's just look at where you're shrinking, Henry. And the saving. Another just to say something here. Money must flow. It's called currency for a reason. Current, water, currency, flow. The word currency, money, currency, it goes up, it goes down, it moves like water. If it is stagnated, if I put a blockage in a river, the water will stagnate and everything dies in there. It doesn't move. Okay? Mm. I have come across quite a few multimillionaires who are very impoverished. They own probably billions today. It was millions when I knew them. And all they spoke about was how they could hold the money, keep the money. And it was never, you know, about the money. It was the root of them just not feeling anyone could come. No one could come in. No one had loved them. No one had been kind. They'd been hurt. Mm. Yeah. But we don't need 10 years of bloody psychotherapy for this. You know, there are quick routes to it.
Yeah. That's what I love about your
oh.
your approach is just like right on.
Yeah.
Be calm.
Jump into it.
Yeah, because you know what it's like, right? The minute it's like the therapy, you go and you sit there. I had one as a training to be a psychotherapist. I had to have my own. She was lovely, but it was 1 year of her trying to get me to cry. And then I was overthinking her process and understanding what she was doing. And then the day I did cry, I was like, right, I know what I got to do. I'm leaving everything and off I go to face the fear of my life. She was like, no, now we've just started.
Yeah.
You should stay. I was like, bye.
Okay, I think we should have one last question because it's a really good one. When do you know a decision is right?
Good question. When do you know a decision is right? So let's just go overall. So let me give some examples. I have a gold. I have some gold to sell at the moment. Back to the Royal Mint. Hope my tax man is listening. No, it's a gift. And at the time it was purchased, I was a gift to self. But at the time it was purchased, I was thinking about, because I'm a shopaholic, and I was like wasting a lot of money. I was like, let me get some gold. So the energy with which I purchased the gold was about, oh, let me not spend, a bit like opposite of Henry, waste too much money and hold it in something. So I've had it for some years, and I said to my husband, he said, oh, don't sell it. You don't need the money. You don't need to sell it. And I said, well, hold on a minute. Let's look at the energy with which I purchased it. Now, I have been debating inside, oh, just keep it, let it go. But when I looked at the energy around it, I understood it had to go. So how did I know that decision was right? I had to feel in my body. And I know people say, well, I don't feel. What do you mean? How do you do it? You're just going to have to take shut down, get quiet, take a breath, and maybe just put the question out there, you know. Is this the right decision for me? Now, the immediate feeling you get, if you get this sort of surge of uncomfortableness, yeah, like, oh, that probably is not the right decision for you. If you get this very relaxed feeling, which is always heart and, you know, our superpower, then it probably is the right, I would say it is the right decision for you, okay? Now, there's no right, again, it's not a switch. You're going to have to experiment with it, practice it, especially if your emotions have been switched off.
Yeah,
but you've got to sit with it, and you cannot intellectualize it, otherwise you're spinning off. Oh, is this right for me? Is this right for me? The brain's telling you, no, you shouldn't do this. No, you save the gold, it will be worth more. No, don't send it now. Just, I said to my husband for fun, let's just get jars of gold bars. That was obviously my ego talking, like, why?
Yeah.
And we agreed, because both are big spenders, but because I spend so much money, you could kind of watch it grow or just leave it in the Royal Mint. But the point is, when I've never been money orientated, so when I boil it down to why I've held these things, purchased these things, got them, it wasn't for the good reason, for the right reasons, for my soul.
Okay.
So I hope that answered it, kind of.
Yeah, for sure. And what
would you say?
No, I was just thinking that what usually happened to me was, I would have this big life question, and then I would externalize it and ask people around me what they thought, their opinions.
Yeah.
And then I got so confused that I didn't even know whether to take that weekend trip or not. It didn't have to be a huge decision, but I just had no connection to myself. So the importance of that little peaceful moment and feeling into the body is huge. But also to mention that you can have that ease and heart feeling at first, saying yes, mm-hmm. and then the fear can come. And then just remember that quick initial quantum reaction you had at first.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliantly said, because the fear will come after.
Yeah.
The minute I've sold the gold bar and I look at the gold prices jumping up, I mean, there's no fear. This is a silly example, but let's imagine just regular life. I could go, oh my God.
Yeah.
For what? An extra 100 quid? It's just money.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was brilliantly said, in that instead of asking outside of yourself, you get more messages, more confusion, and then you've lost your own essence of truth and all the noise.
Yeah.
The other.
No, it's just leaning into that feeling. This is Suzanne now. Leaning into the feeling of when you get that clarity inside and you know what to do. It's just so good. Before the fear comes, I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool? Isn't it like being on that surfboard and you're riding the wave and there's that little cocky smile like, I got this. And then you look around hoping everybody's watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody can bloody see you.
No.
Nobody sees you at that moment.
So you have to know that that moment was for you.
Yeah.
Only. Yeah.
Get it. Amazing. Well, wow, I think this has been such a brilliant episode, and I'm very, very excited to dive even deeper in the membership.
Yeah,
where we can see more examples, where we can start to test ourselves. And I encourage everyone listening to start already now, to be curious, to be open, to take things seriously.
That curiosity, that calling you feel, follow it.
Yes.
I highly, highly recommend that. And even though you're scared, even though there can be some reactions or different thoughts in your head, back and forth, what do other people think of this? Try to go past that noise. Try to go inside. Feel, is this your soul being curious? Mm-hmm. Then it deserves to explore.
Yeah. That's what fulfills us.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
And the membership, March 2nd.
Yes.
And if you have any questions for Billy, where can they reach out, Billy?
To you, please. I love to listen to you. It's a nice break from it was so lovely with the questions. I like that. That's lovely.
We'll do more questions for the membership session.
Yeah,
bring them to the membership session.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll answer every question you have. Just bring it to the membership within reasonable time. Bring it to the session. And I'll try to answer them quicker. Quantum speed.
Yeah, quantum speed. That's perfect. This is great. And as we said, all listeners can get to join the membership session for free.
Yes. So just send us a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we will send you the link.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll find more information on our Instagram.
Yeah. And in
what time? Sorry, ladies. What time would that be? Practicality,
so that would be 3 at 6 p.m. Oslo.
Okay.
Is that 5 p.m. London?
London.
Brilliant. 11 a.m. here in Costa Rica.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your truth and your fantastic energy, and I'm gonna take this with me throughout the day.
Life.
I already feel so uplifted.
Yeah, me too. Such good reminders. Connect back in, get present, see the things, feel the feelings, observe, slow down, breathe, and it will all sort out.
Yes. So we can find you on Instagram as well, right, Billy?
Yeah, you can. I'm the worst marketer on the planet. And yet I know I could write a PhD on marketing, but I don't do it myself. But I'm there. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm around. And if you are listening to the podcast and you do connect, just please just say RB podcast so I know how we've connected and why we've connected.
Yeah.
If we connect.
Yes.
And we will leave all the links you need in the description of the episode, so it's easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Billy. Have a beautiful day.